catechism question this week is, how is the word made effectual to salvation? And the answer is, the Spirit of God maketh the reading, but especially the preaching, of the word an effectual means of convincing and converting sinners, and of building them up in holiness and comfort through faith unto salvation. The first thing to notice is that it is the Spirit of God who must do it. We are not able to convince or convert ourselves, because that happens by faith, and we do not produce faith. Remember, faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace. It comes from God. It may also be helpful for us to remember that holiness and comfort also come through faith. And so these must be the work of the Holy Spirit. Now we know that he uses his word to do this, because the scripture tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And that it is specifically the Lord Jesus whom we hear when we hear the word of God. This comes from Romans 10, where it says, how can they believe him whom they have not heard? Also remember Hebrews 12, see that you do not refuse him who speaks from heaven, that Jesus is the one who addresses us in the preaching. And then also don't forget Hebrews 3 and 4, which talks about people who have heard, but it doesn't profit them. It doesn't do them any good, and the explanation for that is because the hearing was not mixed with faith. Faith is a gift. Ephesians 2 tells us that by grace we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Now the gift there includes the whole of being saved, but it does include especially the faith, which is most proximate to the language of gift in the verse. Faith is also a gift that is not just given once, but is measured out to us. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, says Romans 12, but then think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith that God has given to you. So the word is made effectual to salvation when the Spirit takes the hearing of the word, especially the hearing of the word preached, and he gives faith to go with that hearing. And we believe then what's true about ourselves and what's true about God, what's true about the Lord Jesus. When we believe what's true about ourselves, we get convinced or convicted. When we believe what's true about Jesus, we are comforted. And knowing the truth about ourselves and about Jesus makes us turn from ourselves to him in faith. Well, the Holy Spirit uses the knowledge, being convinced about the truth about ourselves and about Jesus, to turn us in faith from ourselves to Jesus. And not only does the Spirit then turn us from ourselves to Jesus, but when we believe in him, we are joined to him, and we actually come out of being in ourselves, or being in the first Adam, whom we were in ourselves, and we come to the glorious new condition of being in Christ. This is the Bible's, one of the New Testament's most common, if not the most common, description of what a Christian is he is someone who is in Christ. And we call that conversion. When you stop being in yourself person, and you start, and you come to be and start being the in Christ person. So you're regenerated by the Holy Spirit so that you can have faith. And he gives you faith by hearing. And this takes you out of yourself and puts you into the Lord Jesus Christ. And as he grows your faith, he grows you in the experience of and the expression of your union with Christ. This produces holiness in you as you live more and more according to your new nature, according to the nature of Christ that is in you through union with Him. Not only are you built up more in holiness, you're built up more in comfort. The more faith you have, the more you acknowledge and apprehend, lay hold of who the Lord Jesus is and what He has done. And this, of course, has all of the comfort, not just in heaven and earth, but all of the comfort that is in God for you. And so the reading, but especially the hearing of the word preached, is what the Spirit uses to make His word effectual to salvation for us. And it's wonderful because the Spirit then is, after a sense, still writing His word. Not that there are any new words, but He's writing the same word in a new place. All Scripture came about. Scripture did not come about by men speaking from themselves, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. And now God says He is going to write His truth, His word, where? On our hearts. Well, who is going to do this? Well, the same one who carried men to write the word of God on parchment or on paper is also still now helping us, carrying us, as He writes the same words upon our hearts, giving us faith, convincing us, converting us, building us up in holiness, building us up in comfort, and all of this ultimately brings us into the full possession of and the full enjoyment of everything that God has intended to give us from before the world began, and when He elected us in the Son, everything that the Son has purchased for us by His righteousness and sacrifice. And now the Holy Spirit is using the Word to apply all of that to us. And all of those things taken together are what we most properly call salvation. So the question is, how is the Word made effectual to salvation? And the answer is, the Spirit of God making the reading, but especially the preaching of the Word, an effectual means of convincing and converting sinners and of building them up in holiness and comfort through faith unto salvation. So what that means for you is that you must read the Bible and you must hear the Bible preached, but just you must do so in dependence upon the Holy Spirit, asking for faith and exercising whatever faith He gives you, praying for the Word to be written on your heart, praying to be convinced of what it says, praying to live according to what it says as a new in Christ person, praying to be built up in holiness, praying to be built up in comfort, and trusting that the Holy Spirit, who did cause the Word to be written in the first place, will write its truth on your heart in all those ways.